Dorothy, you are free to unmute yourself now, ma'am.
I am weak and I need thy strength and power to help me over my weakest thou. Let me through the darkness thy face to see. Lead me, O Lord, lead me, lead me, guide me along the way. Oh, if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me. Praise the Lord, everybody. God is good. All the time, God is good. I would like to thank all of you for coming with us this morning as we look back over the year to give praise, glory, honor to those family members of those who have lost loved ones. Before I go on to read my list, I would like to take a few moments for some of you who have lost loved ones, and I do not have your names, to stand and give your deceased loved one name and what chapter they are from. So at this time, I would ask our president to ask a runner to go around, and those of you who are going to speak, those of you who are going to speak, please stand so the runner will know who to come to.
I don't see anyone, Dorothy.
Okay. Well, don't see anyone, so I will proceed. Okay, from the Anderson chapter, Marlene Grubbs, Columbia chapter, Mr. Titus Walker, grandfather of Christopher Floyd and father-in-law of Magdalene Floyd. Columbia chapter, Alma Duke, sister of Patronda Anderson. Columbia chapter, James Kirby, former commissioner of the South Carolina Commission for the Blind. Lyle Colburn, father of Julie Bible and father-in-law of Ed Bible. Columbia chapter, Gary Watson, father of Shannon Cook and father-in-law of Steve Cook. Columbia chapter, Tommy Jenkins, father-in-law of Patricia Jenkins. Columbia chapter, David Prater, father of Charlene Potts. Columbia chapter, Bessie Gillings, grandmother of Tina Holmes. Georgetown chapter, Mrs. Frances Nelson, mother of Ike Nelson, John Nelson, Anthony Nelson, Rogers Nelson, Magdalene Floyd, and mother-in-law of Denise Nelson and Gail Nelson. Greenville Chapter, Hattie Durham, Patricia Tuck, a longtime member of the Greenville Chapter. Greenwood Chapter, Robert Bob Buchanan, husband of Nancy Buchanan, a former employee of the South Carolina Commission for the Blind. Union Chapter, Adele Smith, baby, sister of Vernon Smith. Rock Hill Chapter, Ellen Taylor, the daughter of our first beloved Vice President, Lenore Robertson, and President of the Rock Hill Chapter, and Emma Wade. Sumter Chapter, David Pendergrass, Darius Presley, Dominique Dix, Pastor Dorothy Adams, Abraham Presley, and Larry Singleton. And let's continue to keep these family members in prayer. Those names that I don't have, let's continue to pray for those families as well. And let's continue for all of us to come together and continue to pray for our organization. Let us continue to show love for one another. And if anybody has done anything that is pleasing, not pleasing, in God's sight, be man enough or woman enough to go to that person and apologize. This is our organization, and we want to continue to build it higher and higher and higher. And at this time, I would like to close with prayer by Chris Crowley.
Chris, you should be able to unmute yourself. Try it again, Chris.
All right, sir, can you hear me?
We got you.
All right. In the name of Allah, God, the most beneficent, most merciful. I begin by praising the Almighty God because it's through his mercy and blessings alone that we are gathered here today. And I pray that Allah, God, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you grant us the time needed to heal. While we know that you are the creator and that we ultimately return to you, it's not always easy. So we ask for patience, Lord, as we begin to deal with and heal from the pain of losing our loved ones. And we pray, Lord, for clarity and guidance through the days that lie ahead, and that you continue to bless us with your mercy and with your guidance. I also pray that, you know, we appreciate the time that we had with our loved ones that we lost. And we also continue to appreciate the time that we have with the ones who are still here with us. And I'll end by praying that Allah God subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses all of us with the best of this life and the hereafter. Ameen.
Just keep on praying, for the Lord is now. Just keep on praying, he'll hear your cry. For the Lord has promised that his word is true. Just keep on praying, he'll answer you. So this concludes our memorial service for the year 2021, and thank all of you for your participation.